Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Denby Showground to be available for additional events. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
We're committed to reducing the impact of disasters occurring in Jamaica. We're ever ready to assist you before, during and after a disaster. But everybody have a role to play, so make we work together and follow the plan. Whether rich or poor or where you come from, hurricanes affect everyone. So
be prepared.
Prevention is better than cure.
Be prepared.
Listen to ADPEM.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
The Denby Showground in Mape and Clarendon is to be made available for persons to stage events in addition to the three-day annual agriculture show. The Denby Conference Center is open for business. The area in front of the main pavilion will be available for physical exercise, while the grounds will be available for persons throughout the island who want to plan concerts and shows. The grounds can accommodate 30,000 persons.
We also opened a weekly farmers market as a part of the strategy to utilize the Denby Showground.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Norman Grant. All the strategies form part of plans to transform the Denby Showground into a center of excellence. Mr. Grant says at the upcoming board meeting in September, he will propose that the entire block around the President's Pavilion become the Caribbean's first agricultural museum.
We will want to see the entire journey of agriculture depicted on the Denby Showground, where you can come and see everything about agriculture, not only in Jamaica, but also in the region.
The lease arrangements for pavilion holders will also be reviewed, and they will have to use them regularly for the development of agriculture.
We want to make sure that if somebody wants to know about Jamaica's agriculture, know about agriculture in the region, the place that they can come is the Denby Agricultural Showground. We'll be opening it to schools. We want to engage the tourism sector to recognize Denby as a part of the tourism product.
Mr. Grant says these initiatives will help to generate income for the Denby Development Company. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Trouble met the man, money met the monster. Translation: trouble makes the man, money makes the monster. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year, not the year of gangsters, rapists, and murderers. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
If I cancel them, you off. Make sure you go get them down. That is how we are go trace them. Identify them. Tag it and trace it. Prevent disease from spreading. Your health is worth defending. Tag it and trace it. You now have a thing for I. Tag them with pride. Help put the code even out the style. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, challenges build character, but the love of money destroys it. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Student Engineer Vanessa Silvera, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.